One of my habits is that whenever I'm called to preach and people have a theme, I try very much to stick to that. And if you don't know the scripture, it's already on the in the bulletin, it's on the face. But just for the sake of those who believe that if a pastor does not read the Bible, it is not a sermon. For the sake of you. Let me say what 43 says. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me look at the watch again. It's 11:15, right? Is that Atlanta time? Are we on the same time? Thank you. You know, I teach, and where you, if you go beyond time, students, make noise and walk out. Americans are very mannerless. If it was a day in Kenya that made you to bring ashes and put it in the teacher, so I want to make sure. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you one thing. Everyone likes something new. Come on now, you have to help me. I realize you guys are kind of chillaxing. You got to wake up. Everybody likes something new. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to know of anybody here who does not like something new. Is there anybody who has a new thing? I'm not saying what it is. Anybody who has a new thing? Anybody who is having a new thing that you've not had before? Don't tell me what it is. It might mean the big and the small clothes. It could mean include new pen. It could mean new money. It could mean new lotion. It could mean anything new. Everybody loves something new. Tell your neighbor, new. New is good. Look at it in all the ways. Friends, do you know? If you are here and you come to this conference and you don't make new friends, something will be wrong with you. We have an opportunity to make new friends. Do you know? Some people are even here and they are so happy because this is a new environment. And every time you are in a new environment, there is something that happens. I have just discovered, and I'm glad because of this conference, because it has made me to meditate on what new means. And by the way, new means what? In English. Do you have new majors? Mama English, Mama Agesh. What is new? What's the word new? Define new. What? What? I'm asking Daniel. What is new? The opposite of old. What is new to you, Gideon? Don't you say something new? In a different way. So, what is new to you? Unheard before. Someone else, English major, anybody else who think you know English? You look, yes, what is new? Something that has just happened. Yes. What is new, sir? It has not been used. No. It has not been. I'm not saying no. Okay, I have not refused. I'm only thinking. Something that has not been? Remember that. Because you're going to remember that. You know, I have a whole day. Hallelujah. I'll do the morning and have the other one. If I don't finish, afternoon to Kapamboja. Get used to me. Whoa. What is new to you? Something that has never been there before. Like what? Do you have a baby? Do you have a child? You and her. Do you have a child? So, if a child has not been there before, is that new? Okay. What is this something that has never been used? You gave an example. What is that? Something is there. It has never been used, but has always been there. What is it? Whatever it can be. Anything. Give me an example. I love you, brother. I'm good. I'm safe. Something that has never been, but it is where? So according to his definition, there could be a candle here. It's been 5 years. I didn't kick this last year, so I might do it. it has not been used. But to him, it is what? All those definitions. Do you know? I've just come to discover life is not just meant to be of surprises. Life is supposed to be of new things. Are we together? And I'll tell you why. In fact, I've come to discover those people who get bored is because they don't know how to invent new things. Let me repeat. You can kill boredom, but creating new things in your life. Do you know, I've just discovered, and I did not tell my wife, Daniel. I was thinking about her, and I thought of waiting until now. This woman, like other women, she tells me I'm going to the stores. To do what? To shop. To see what is new. Mimi ni kama mwanaume nauliza, what do you mean? You are going to burn gas to go to the shop. And she tells me, Baba Wangeshi, you will never understand. It is a woman thing. I don't have to buy it. But just to go and... Lakini wanawake muna shida kwa maduka because they go touching. Hey! And somebody come, hey ma'am, can I help you? No, I'm just seeing. They go checking. Alafu wanakuja nyumbani baada ya masaa ngapi? Namuuliza, what have you been doing? Seeing. The minute she goes home, she sets her phone. Jeriothi. Tamaka. Dona. Hethikati Jero. There is this something new. And I observed her. I realized anytime she goes and sees things that are new, something changes in her. There is newness in her. Na nikaangalia hii dunia ya wanawake nikashidwa. But slowly I've come to realize even why these women live longer. Because they know to enjoy new things. They see new things. Wanaangalia. They call it widow what? Widow what? Wanaume, wacha niwaambie. That is why we are dying younger, tunawaacha. These guys know how to eat new things. Even when they don't buy it. And I've come to discover, do you know eyes eat? Hey, come on, let me go slowly. Macho. Oh, Lord my God. When I know some wonder, consider all. Eyes eat. So when you see, by the way, ladies, go and quote your husband. According to Pastor Gigi, I have gone to the shops to do what? To feed my eyes. Because my eyes eat. Kitu kizuri ni kizuri. Ama namna gani? And everybody will tell you this for a fact. When we see good things, we feel good. Tamaka, I was there. That place was good. I was in the catering. Do you know you can go to Grogon or Kawagware and buy tea for only 10 shillings. When you go to Intercontinental, hey, wacha, nimetoka Kenya. We, mini mbui, wacha ni kuambia kuna kuingine. Inaitwa Sankara. How many have you been to Sankara? You been there where? Ulinunua ama ulinunuliwa? Katiwa. Sankara. There is another place. Sankara, you've been there. It's about how much. Let me check. This is the way to prove it's been. How much does dinner cost?
Dinner.
Yes.
3,500, one person.
You've been there. There is also another place called, let me see. There's also another place called the tribe. Of us. None have been the tribe. Dr. Luke, you've been to the tribe? Atawe wa Nairobi. Pasi. Hujaigia uko? Wacha kutupa ati village market. No, it's not village market. The tribe. Do you know? a cup of tea there would cost, when that yahuko ina cost 10, yahuko ina cost like 40 shillings. Why? Ni maziwa ya gamia? Sini ya ngobe? Why is it expensive? Because of what? The setup and also the people who go there. Not every shagla bagra who go to that place. That is why it is an ice. Macho anafanya nini? Nadi unaona unenda mahali unakuta. It costs more because the ice also eat. It is the way it is decorated. So when you see people spending a lot of money for something, it's not they are wasteful. They are feeding their eyes and they feel good. So I've discovered women, when they go shopping, window shopping, it is helpful. Do you know, even when you are stressed by somebody, just walk around. And when you see new people, you feel good. When you see clothes even you don't buy, you feel good. And I have realized to have new thing is something. I've also discovered something else. Listen, do you know? If people can discover what new can do, hiyo nyumba ambayo imeboeka, it can reverse. Na utaleta joy in the family. Let me tell you what. Sijui mnapenda nini? Ni nguo ama ni chakula? Do you know? I like ugali and spinach na tunyama tumekaangwa. That's my favorite and sweet tea. Do you know you can feed your man ugali January to December? All you need to do is to change the accompaniment. Mara moja ugali na sukuma wiki. Ingine terere. Ya tatu ili asione ugali bandika mayai matatu juu. Ataona mayai baada ya kuona ugali. Kitabu amalize, amemaliza chakula. Next time, weka na maziwa. It looks new. It will look new. Na ataanza kupenda. Do you know, even in your house, rearrange one day, ustue watu. You just go to the thrift store. Buy things for $5. Change the curtains. Change the seatings. Unageuza namna hii? Have you been to a place ambao wageni wameishi for a long time and then you realize, oh my goodness. Look at the way this person has arranged things. Hakuna kitu menunua? It is new thing. When it is new, things become better. And realize something is nice here. Go to the bedroom. I'm glad children are not here. And in fact, badilisha sheets. Najua kila kitu wana watu naboeka. Ile shiti wamamwagina hawajabarikwa na msaidiwe sana. Inakaa wiki moja bila kubadilishwa. Anza kubadilisha. Every time this woman changes sheets. And I'll tell you this, Daniel, you've never known. Kwanza unapoeleta ile imepigwa pasi. You know the one that is colored, the green one. The one you put on their side. Whenever you change the sheets, I feel like this. Do you know the other day you also put some colors in the bedroom and it looked different? And I thought you had an agenda. You know, when you see something new, vitu ni vile vile, nyumba ni ile ile, kitara ni kile kile, all you need to do this, make it what? Change and make it new. I'm getting somewhere, by the way. I'm getting somewhere. I'm going to go to the Bible very soon. About new thing. Hallelujah. If you change things, ata chakula jameni, take people out to IHOP. If you cannot afford IHOP, end a waffle. And if you are grace, go to another one. Do you know when you change little things, you capture the mind of the people and people would get bored? Kwa nini wazungu hapa wakizeeka? Unapishaona tuzee, tumekaa kagali na kana mna hiyo na drive? Where are you going from? We just came from Florida. We are going to Nevada. After Nevada, we want to go back to Georgia. Then you wonder, why are they on the road? Do you know why? They want to see new things. Because there's something good about new things. Praise the name of the Lord. New is good. New is good. And that is why when Jerry came looking for me, she had this suit. It kind of looked old, but it looked new to me. And I said, is this new? And she started feeling, oh, does it look good? And I said, yeah, it's new. Everybody appreciates something that is new. Praise the name of the Lord. So when these people buy a lot of stuff, I've realized there is a magic about something new. Let me tell you, my friend. We are talking about new things. And I know in this conference, Many people have told you that God is about to do great things. I want to declare, He has already done it. The problem with many of us, don't see it. Because for you, new means a big miracle. Some of you think new things means somebody coming from the dead. Do you know, every day you wake up and you see that somebody, Danielle is new today because last night she was 24. Today she is 24 years and one day. And there is something new about her. Do you know, when you want people to change, even at home, instead of looking for great things to happen, do you know, even the little things we find as new, until you recognize and appreciate what God has already done, you cannot even be able to appreciate what He's going to do. So you need to stop and see what is already new and what He has already done. And according to His definition, it has already been there. It's only, it has not been seen, it has never been used. Do you know God has done great things in your home? And some of you need to open your eyes to see what God has already done. Because until you see what He has done, atakifanya makubwa namna gani, you will never see. Oh, here is this man. He has bothered me. I thought I married a brother. He go to the church. He never changes. And what's going on? I say, what's the problem? Does he beat you? No, he used to, but he still does. But this, how often does he beat you? This. Well, at least once a month. What about before? Oh, 3 years ago, he used to beat me like every day. That is a new thing. At least he's beating you. He is only beating you once. And you need to appreciate God. It is not every day. It is once a... Because once you appreciate the change, after you are more, you back it up and in. Look at what has happened already. Some of you cannot start thanking God at mpaka abadilike. I become a Pastor Gigi. Why can't you realize what He has already done? Every time He has eaten, He doesn't even know how to take things in the kitchen. And one day, anakunywa chai, baada ya kuweka, ukaikuta ameweka kwa sink. Baada ya appreciate, unapiga simu. Guy, can you imagine? He took the cup to the sink. Baada ya kwanza kufikiria na ajenda, thank God for that step He has done, because it is the beginning of a bigger process. Praise the name of the Lord. Even saying thank you, you know, we men, comes very hard to say thank you. And sometimes we go, oh, thank you. Because we don't want. And what did you say? Thank God, anaguruma. Kwa sababu kuna wengine hawagurumi. Wewe unasema mambo ya mtoto. You are crazy, you don't know where your child is. Thank God, you don't know where he, she is. But the fact is, she is around here. You didn't hear me well. Thank God, He is around here. And not huko. Kwa sababu kuna wengine ambao hawakuja. You know, one day my girl walked in the middle of the service. Kakakuja. Alafu nikaona washiriki. Najua nyinyi washiriki mna maneno. Anaangalia, huyu ni daughter ya pastor. Nikasoma psychology. Nikawaambia wacheni, naona vile mnaangalia. Ati msi, na kwanza kanakuja pale mbele. Hey, mami, kanaketi. Kamwambia nyinyi mna shida. Mimi sioni yeye kucherwa kwake. I'm seeing the half, that the fact is she has ended up in the church. She is read in the church. For that, I am grateful. It's a new thing. Atiwe baba, unaenda kanisa, hata tuwedi na wewe, ulikuja umezecherewa. I would like to walk with you because you are my husband and all that. Why don't, can't you come early? Why can't you even come early when other people are coming? Again, when the service starts, you are so quick in the car, you go home. Why can't you wait like kakama waze? Muke, sasa wewe, si ushukuru kwa mefanya nini? Nyinyi ndio mnawafukuza kwa sababu namwambia, anakuambia ukinipigia kelele hata hiyo kanisa zita eh? Appreciate, because something good is already happening in the church. If you cannot appreciate that little ones, How will you even appreciate when he is settled with you? Thank you for blessing me. You went to Sankara? Praise the name of the Lord. I'm about to come to the word. I know I still have my 40 minutes. I'm doing very well. I know what I'm doing. You know, my friend, the other thing is that people, as the scripture say, have lived in the past for so long that they have no time to see what God is doing right now in the present. Oh, don't you hate people who tell you, Hadithiza ulela ulela zazamani ambao zaisaidizasa. And the Bible is saying, behold, I am making new things, forget the things of the mambo ya zamani hainisaidi. It is a question of what is God doing right now. Because I serve a God of now. You know what? You look at our people who really struggle a lot and they say, you know what? I even don't know whether God has anything good for me. Oh, I remember those days. And then they look at the people and say, hey, do you see that lady? Munaona huyu mnasema ni executive. Can you believe we were in school together with her? Do you see that? Called you according to president wa KC. Tamaka ametoka kwa jiji chetu. Tulisoma na yeye. Hata kabla hajata campus, tulikuwa na yeye. Sasa, I'm almost asking, what happened? Uliacho wapi? Haven't you had people saying, unaona ule mbunge, that minister? Oh my goodness. Kama sasa masenator, munda masenator. Wacha, hawa kichaguliwa. You be quick. Haya. You have a new senator in Kiabu ama ni wapi? Kiabu na wapi? Niabu. Do you know Beatrice? Haya, tamaka. In fact, the last time we were with her, the KCFA. In fact, that woman, we came the same flight to the US with her. Like that is going to make you any better. Because somebody is saying, why are you hinging on other people's success? Unaniambia hadithi za zamani. Niambie vile Mungu anakufanyia wakati huu. Wacha kubeba baraka za wengine. Because some people feel like you're going to get pride when you have that thing of association. Because association. I am telling you this morning, like, it is okay what happened in the past. But God is willing to do something new. We don't have to dwell. Mambo ya zamani. Oh, unajua hivi. Musinione hivi. Hey, ni kwa headmaster. So what? So what? Tutakula. Did you know that Kajiado? Ile barabara imepita pale. Kutoka hiyo duka ya Nakumat. Mailo tano hivi na huku. Na huku, na huku. Ni kwa baba yangu. So what? Itaniletea chakula jioni. Niabie. If you want me to appreciate, niabie vile utanigawia. Then we can talk. Because that is about now and future. Ya zamani inanisaidia namna gani. You see, these people, I'm going to tell you in a few minutes what they were talking about their old stories and who they were and where they are. And they missed the opportunity of addressing the now and here. And before I get to the word, because I want to get to the scripture to tell you, it is not just the new things that excite us. I want to tell you how the Bible is full of the new things. And let me jump there because my time, I have like 35 minutes. You think new is good? And you think new dress is nice, and you think when you are taken out for food and all that is nice. If there is anybody who like new stuff, it's God himself. He is a God of new things. The whole Bible, if you ever have time to read through, you will realize how it is full of the new things that God has done. For example, in the book of Isaiah that we are reading, we read that, behold, I'm doing a new thing. New things now I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Ezekiel foretells that God will give his people a new heart and a new... I'll give you a new heart and a new spirit. In the New Testament, we talk about Christ who says, I make things new. He talks about the new wine. He talks about the new covenant. Go to Paul. Paul is saying that, you know, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new. The old has passed. Behold, The new has what? The new has come. The Bible is full of new things. I want to excite you because I'm getting to a crescendo. I want to get to the hill now. This is the stuff. This good Bible, not only does it talk about the things of the old and what God is doing right now, He is talking about the new thing He's going to do. And I want you to be excited because God has great things that He has kept for us. You think it is only the window shopping that's going to bring you that new feel good? Do you think it's only that new dress that's going to make you feel good? God is a God of Sankara, is a God of the new tribe, is a God of good things, and He has planned great things for us. But He needs spiritual eyes that can open and see God is doing great things. I want to tell you what He's going to do. He is talking about in the book of Revelation. I love this part. I love it this much. He says this. When John was in that Patmos and he was seeing a new vision, he was shown what to happen when that time comes. You know, it was like a curtain, and he was like looking. Every chapter of the Revelation would say, and behold, I saw a new thing. It was like a carpet. It was like what is this? It was like a curtain that was removed. And every time it was removed, he said, behold, he was able to see. And if you read in chapter 21, you talk about the new Jerusalem and all that. But this is the part I love so much. Do you know when we get to heaven, do you know there will be something, new things that will happen to you? When we get there, I hear there will be a new song. Hallelujah. There will be a new song. And that is why I like worshipers, because they prepare us even, because in heaven, there will be a great song. Let me read it and then go back to it because that will sound better. Listen to what it says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. I'm talking about new things. The one who conquers, I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. I will give him a white stone with a new name. You know, President, when you talked about Mama Wageshi being Danieli, one of the things that did not offend me is to know God is also preparing new names for us. He will give you a new name with a new... He said, I'll give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives this. Are you excited about the new things that God is going to plan for us? He says this. There will be a new song, and each will be given a new name. You know, when I look at the new names, I wish to wait for that new name. You know, one day I was standing, being a headmaster, and coming to a priest, and there's this lady who came from Angel Maria thing. She had all those crosses, and she breathed, and she said, "But what the hell?" And she was like, she said, "Malimo, what is your name?" I said, by the way, she had told me other things about me, which I was liking. She was saying my house are full of angels and stuff like that. And then she said, "What is your name?" "George." "George?" "Mm-mm. I don't see George." And for a moment, I thought I was not a believer. "Wait a minute, wait a minute. Huh? Huh? Oh, I hear. She smiled. She said, "Reto adaigua, we, Mikaeli. Your name is Mikaeli." And I was like, "Huh? Have you ever seen someone seeing on your behalf and you're trying to see what she's seeing?" But because I was seeing in the carnal mind, all I could see was her expression of the fish. But for her, she was in a trance. By the way, earlier on, she had told me she had seen me driving a car And by that time, I had not even a bicycle. So when she's seeing what's going to happen, so everything else she was saying, I was very attentive. So she says, I see Michael, and your name is Mikaeli. I hear you are Mikaeli. And then I was so quickly thinking, I might change my name. Michael George. George Michael. Michael George. Oh, George Michael. And then when she finished, I realized that, do I change my name or what do I do? But I resolved in my life, whenever I'll get, I did not know her. I didn't know Daniel. I did not know Daniel those days. But when I met her, I resolved, if we ever get a son, his name will be Michael. And that is how our son was named Michael. And because Michael is a divine name, the devil, when she was giving birth, she almost died, and Michael was left somewhere because the fight started from there on. Because Michael is not alien a name. So if you want, you could call me Michael. It was revealed to me. It's only that it's with my... In fact, I went quickly to the Bible, to the dictionary, and see where George, and what George means. When I discovered George means an American farmer. Yeah, I came to America, all right. But I realized, where did I get George? American? At American farmer. That's what George means. I thank God for that woman. She gave me a new name, Michael, who is in my sons. And you know, names is everything. Names are everything. And that is why I keep telling, watch out what you are called. Because the Bible is telling me, a new name will be given to me. Hallelujah. I'll have a new name when I go there. No longer will you have Wamugoda. What is Wamugoda? Gema. Do you know there are people called Gema? Hello? What's your middle name? Who is you? No. It's a man saying other names. Well, you have very funny names. But the Bible is saying, I will give you a new name. Because that place, the name George, cannot work. Kiriko? Kiriko negeto. There will be a new name. Wamugoda. Of the farm. Kuna wengine mengine ni mapaya sana. Do you know kuna mtu alikuwa anaitwa Wanogo? You know Wanogo is a monkey person. Do you know there is somebody called Gema? Do you know there is somebody called Murovi? Muroma. Murogi. Hata kuna mwingine mwimbaji alitoka Kenya anaitwa Murwaru. Imagine Modo anaitwa Murwaru. How do you call yourself? My name is Sick Man. Huh? Think about the names we have. I'm glad my middle name is Getoga, means rich. My wife has a name which I do not even know what it means. Wakioro, Wakebad. In fact, I like you for Daniel is better than Wakioro. Wakebad. And I was asking her, do you have another softer name? And she said, yeah, I have another one. Wakonyo. That is even worse. What? Came my two ways here. Wakonyo. What is that name, Amwagesh? I love you, can you be? At least I have a name called Rahab in the Bible. Yeah, I know about Rahab, but I also know what she was doing. Hallelujah. Sorry, Mr. President Murage. Kuna watu wanaitwa Murage. Now, if somebody is called Murage and he kills you, how can you take offense of that? Modono, Murage. So if he kills, Modono, okay, ni Murage. Mwingine, nilisikia story mahali. Ati mzee alikuwa, sikia kiriko, this is good. Baba, anauliza, baba. Ati mzee anauliza, akauliza, either wangania, wajohire. Wajohi, nianyuwa gajohi. Nwana katanyuwa gajohi.
Sasa, sasa, sasa ni mzee anauliza mama, wajoi unaona kama anakunywa joi? Sasa mama kamwambia, sasa, is that a question or an answer? Wewe uliname mtoto nini? Alafu nauliza kama anajana nini? The Bible says, there is something new that is coming. I'm going to give you a new name. A new name. A new name. Something to look forward to. Hallelujah. There will be a new name and a new song. Jesus. And they will dwell in a new city. Come on. I told you God is a God of new things. He's projecting things that are going to be new. You might think Gigi is just hovering. Listen, then he says, I'll give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it. Jesus. Nobody's going to know my new name other than the giver and me. So God has prepared great things for us. Yes, and then I saw a new Jerusalem because the old had passed away. Nana Marizena said, behold, I am making all things new. You know what, my friend? It is good to be hopeful of new things. Do you know why people get happy about graduation? Because they look for that day when they'll match and they'll be given diplomas. Somebody who is not married, wait until they are proposed. From there on, they look for that day of marriage. We as Christians have something to think, to thank God for. We have new things coming, better than you can imagine. Na nyinyi wazee ambao mumeongeza mita sana, najua nilienda Kenya nikaambia oh ni aigeretie mita, yani mita ni kumaanisha umeishi sana. Some of you are getting worried. Oh, I'm getting old. Oh, I don't know where I'm going to end up. Be grateful, because the older you are, the closer you are getting to the day of the glory. And when you die, the old is transformed and it becomes new. Yes. So it's okay to get old. Because when you get old, you're going to die and something new is going to come from. I want to give somebody hope this morning to know that God is preparing great things for us. I've about 10 minutes, about 15 minutes. I started 15:15. I have exactly 20 minutes to finish. Mimi mwalimu, I observe time. Ili president asifikiri ni haribu wakati. Let me tell you. Let me go back to the scripture. Give you the background. You know, the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah from chapter 1 to 39. You see God who is very mad, who is very angry with his people. Because they had disobeyed him. And they have lived in Babylon for a long time. Now wamekaa. Hata wamechekwa na watu. Sijui kama uchawavi kufika mahali why you feel like you are blessed one day. Alafu mambo yakageuka. Najua kinaweza kuumana. Mumadai, unajua kile. Najua kitaweza kuumana. Usikie kwamba God has blessed you. Ufike mahali in your village you are the person. And then something changes. And what happens? You try to cover yourself. You feel embarrassed. Because how can you even walk in the middle of the people? Especially when they know who you are. And now you are nobody. These people had lived in captivity. And people are looking at them and saying, look at you. You are saying you are the God of Abraham, Isaac. Yeah, we hear your story. But what are you doing here? As slaves. You've been here for long. Can you tell us your story? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, did you? I heard that your God paved the way from the Red Sea. You came. Where is your God? Uchaona mtu ambaye umeharibika watu wananyororia. You know, they didn't make you go down. Even when you are down, boom. You are like, who are you? Children of Israel, people of the covenant. What is happening now? You are beggars. Are you not serving us? Yes, look at you. Tell me, did I hear that your God paved the way from the Red Sea and you passed there? Where is he now? You're going to worship our God? And then they will go and say, who are you? I heard he brought manna from heaven. What is going on? You are begging. You've been here for many years, generation. Who are you? Hey, by the way, did I hear that you used to worship God nicely back home in Zion? I heard you guys used to worship God very well. Oh, can you please get, come on, don't hang them. Come on, get the guitar, sing us. Come on, sing us a God song. Come on, I heard you guys were great worshipers. Come on, sing. Bishop, see, I had used to sing before you became, sing. And my goodness, hakuna kitu kibaya. Kama ku mutu ameanguka na unamfinyilia zaidi. They feel so bad and they were so angry. They said, guy, what is this, guy? Guy, do you okay? What is happening now? These people are mocking us and they were worried. So they sat there, over there, at the rivers of Babylon. Oh, they cried. Oh, when they remember Zion, these people were mocking them and showing that they were nothing. Oh, don't you remember what they were told? Can't you sing us the song? And they would say, how can we sing? The Lord said, in a word, by the rivers of Babylon, where we Namore Hanoku, we were. When we remember Zion, again sing, this is a holy song, by the rivers of Babylon, oh yes, where we sat down. Makerera, oh, we were. When it remembers, and then I don't know, you know, ta da ta 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 ta. How can we sing? Some of you thought that was a secular song. And I know you think secular because you sang kung fu with it. I know. I remember. Can't sing again. By the river, so. Now again. And when it came to sit down, they would sit down. Hey. You didn't know who sang that song? Who sang that song? Because nyinyi mliku najua, do you remember the siku za sahani ile ilikuwa nasunguka eh, na tulikuwa naiba wimbo huo. Some of you did not know it was scripture. It is in the Psalms, right? So they sang and they say, how can we sing in a word? And when God looked at them, he said, he looked at him, because guess what, God is a God of covenant, that even when he lets you lose and you suffer, he still remember. You are his child. God will never abandon his. He has never, and he will never. That is why, even when we have bad children and all that, yes, and even when they have murdered, we still say, yes, they may have been murdered, but this is my blood. So God is not done yet. And that is why he comes in Isaiah. If you read from chapter 40, if you bring from chapter 40, chapter 1 to 39, it is all cry. You see an angry God. But when you read from chapter 40, when you have time, it begins with this word, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her, because her warfare is ended. Come on now. Her warfare is ended. And that is why when we read a scripture, it says, okay, I know. They have looked you down. They have abused you. In fact, I've heard it well. They are asking, where is your God? I know Mumenyororio for a long time. But now I stand. I am going to do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. You shall know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness. Get ready. I am going to make something new. Yes. And this is where the context, Mr. President, says, I am about to do what? I'm going to do a new thing. You are not going to sing that song again. Oh, in Jerusalem. No, very soon you're going to go back to Zion. And you're going to go to that house. And when you go back to that temple, the glory of now will be better than that of before. This is the God we serve, who is able to turn things right down. I have news for you. I know many people. Oh my goodness, what is my time? I got 15 minutes. I know sometimes comes and you wonder, is there anything good that can come from here? We've come to America. It's been 15 years, like Pastor Gigi. You tried. You went out of status. You missed that green card for I don't know how many years. How long? How long, Lord? And then you feel like you are cursed. And I hear Christians using bad words in your mouth. I'm defeated. I cannot even do it. We confess. And you feel that you're done. I have news for you. Wake up and eat. Because God is about to do something good. And I'll tell you why. Some people may have been dismissed you. Oh yes. You are somebody in Kenya. And when you look yourself here. And you wonder what you do. You find that God did something wrong. Oh, this afternoon I'm going to tell you about 5 ways of newness. This is just an appetizer. But let me suffice it to tell you this. If you have been down, people have put you down. Oh yeah, because of that baby you got. And people thought that you are done. Louis, you know. You've been the talk in the village. People have talked about you. Everywhere they're reading about you. In fact, you are relocating from state to state because you think everybody has heard your story. But you have reconciled to God. But people keep telling you about mystery things. You know, I have a lady in our church called Wakangede. She has sung a song and she has said, "Vile mumesikia ni kweli. The way things are, it is true." I know it is true. I was that person who was thrown out. I know it. I'm that one who got a child at 17 years. I'm not denying that. In fact, I am that person in Kianyaga Secondary School where I was the last one. In fact, like one of my members confesses in our church, he was in a school where the mother was a teacher and he used to be the last one. And the teacher would say, and the last person in that class, as usual, was so and so. It is true. I even got 4th division. In fact, it is true. I came from Kawagwale. It is true. I was nobody. It is true that what you read, I'm not denying. But I have to confess, there is a God who changes things. There is a God who changes things. I don't have to dwell on the past. It's okay. You read what you want to read. I'm not denying. I'm not denying I'm black. In fact, I'm not denying I have nice lips. That is good. That is true. I'm not denying I'm chaotic. I can kill. I'm not denying. But there is something you do not know. I believe in a God who is able to change history. So that which was nothing can become something. That which was a mess can become a message. That which was a trash can be something. And people will say, what are you talking about? Tell me somebody else. Are you talking about that girl? Oh, goodness. Are you talking about the girl who used to ask me for... Oh, yes. God can change things. And he can take you from nowhere to somebody. Oh, from somewhere to somebody. In case you do not even remember. Agaria Obama. In this country, you can talk about it. Agaria Obama. Kagero. Ni Kagero? Ni Koge? Ni nani? Kogero. Who would have thought a guy comes here as an international student? Kama wewe. Usioe tena lakini akaoa. Akapata mzungu. Out of nowhere. Mujamaa inasemekana kinywaji kilikuwa kingi kwake. In fact, I was visiting a good friend of mine, Mheshimiwa Mwamunga, who we have good friends, and he was telling me how they used to be good friends with Obama Sr. But the fact that he came from Kogelo, the fact that he came here as an international student, the fact that he may have been paying 3 times as much as American, the fact that the guy had big glasses, that did not stop him from fathering the greatest man in the world now, the president of the United States of America. Yes. Something good can come from Kagelo. Something good can come from Kerogoya. Something good can come. Something good can come from Kerisho. Something good. Come on now. Yes. 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 He can change things. Oh, yes. You talk about me now. It's a matter of time. I might be down, but soon I'll be out. You know, kuna mtu ameimba wimbo. Muka, ati, mtu umekatwa. Oh, Jesus. Mtu umekatwa. I know. Jesus, allow me for this. Only one, Jesus. I know. I know nimekatwa. And I know. Nimekatwa. Nikiaraga kuma. Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, give me an example. Jesus. Hallelujah. Imagine there was a tree here. It is true. Nimekatwa. Nasionekani. You can't see any leaves. But I have a declaration, as the singer said. Geduke. Negeduduku. Yeah, negeduduku. Kimesuduka. Kimesuduka. Samani kimesuduka. Kimesuduka. Yes. You may cut me. I am a nobody. I know what I work when you buy it to. Nimeambiwa kwamba nilipotea Amerika. Na vile Mungu anajua sipotea. Wameuliza pesa tisitumi. Wamesema mimi I'm selfish. I don't care what they're going to say. But I know. My redeemer lives. Hata kama nimekatwa. Nitasunduka. Nitasunduka. Now when I sunduka, you'll be able to see me. The glory will come back. Jesus. The glory will come back. I'm about to finish. I have 10 minutes. The book of Micah. Jesus, this is beautiful. Micah. Oh, Jesus. Guy, don't you read it? Micah. Tell your neighbor, do not count me out yet. Oh, yeah, don't count me out yet. I might be down. The polls may show otherwise. But guess what? When you have the favor of the Lord, it does not matter what they say, because he has the final word. Listen to Micah. I love this because I'm about to finish. Micah, chapter 7 and verse 8. In the same heavy. Don't just write it, but listen, because it's so sweet. Hey, do not rejoice over me, my enemy. Oh, guy, you didn't hear it. Don't try to rejoice over me, enemy. I know what you are rejoicing over. It is temporary. I know what is happening. Listen, do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will be at the indignation of the Lord. Then she who is my enemy will see, and a shame will come her over cover her. The shame will cover her who say to me, where is your God? My eyes will see her. Now she will be troubled down like mud in the street. Come on, enemy. Don't rejoice over me yet. I may be down, but I'm coming up. And when I come up, you will see. 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 What have you come to see? Praise the name of the Lord. Is my time out? Why? Are you for us or against us? Come. Come. Tell me now and here, because I don't know what do you want? You are my bearer. You want to get things out of here, not me. Go get it. Are you of the Lord? I bless you so that whatever you do, you will be sanctified. Go do it. Hallelujah. Yeah, blessed are those who give water. No. Sasa huwa anaharibu injili. Anataka kuchukua Biblia. President, I have still 7 minutes and he's taking my Bible. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to end up with this song. Were you able to see, to put the stand up for Jesus? Don't stand up. But you know, you guys, sometimes we get used to the new songs and we forget the old hymns were anointed. I'm going to tell you about this stand up for you because you are soldiers of the Christ. And there's a place I want to come to a climax before I declare new things happen to you. He says this, you soldiers of Christ, please, for heaven's sake, stand up for Jesus. Let people know that our God is a God of new things. Nataka tusome pamoja sababu wimbo mliacha zamani sababu wa mama walikuwa naiba. Stada for Jesus. Drama boom. Iso. Hawa ndio waliharibu kwa rhythm, lakini mwenye kuandika aliandika katika roho. Hebu sikizeni, because I'm finishing. Listen, I'm going to read us together. Let us read together. Stand up for Jesus. But who stands? It is he who knows that something new is being done in his life. He is soldiers of the cross. Left high, his royal. It cannot, it will not, it must not suffer us. Hallelujah. Lift up the banner of the Lord. And how do you do it? You go telling people that the Lord has done something good. You cannot hide it. You're going to tell it. Continue, continue. And it is not just now. From victory. You guys are not exaggerating. From victory. It is not just the victory of yesterday. There is a victory of today and tomorrow and the day after. From victory to another one glory, to another glory. Until what? What is for? What is the for? What is the for? Kiswahili? Yekoyo? Madai? Amesahau. Okay. Until every enemy is vanquished. We cannot rest, soldiers of Christ. We have to tell of the goodness of the Lord until all the foe is vanquished. And Christ is what? Is Lord indeed. Edelea. Next. Stand up for Jesus. The trumpet call from to the mighty in this day. What is in this day? What were we taught last night? Glory. In this day, his glorious day. Twendele, ye that are brave. I want brave people. Now serve him. Against and about foes. Let courage. Come on now. Let what? I give you the spirit not of fear. Let courage rise with danger. When there is danger, let courage rise. Let courage rise. Hallelujah. And strength. Teremusha yokitu. Stand up together. Study this word. Let the arm of flesh. You have to start in a strength alone. Your strength could not take you anywhere. Doctorate or degrees will not take you anywhere. Let the arm of the flesh will fail you. Ye dare not. Teremusha. This is. Put on the gospel. Each piece put on with what? Where do the cause all? Be never. This is the best verse coming. Listen now. This is it. Bring it home. Together. Stand up. Stop. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. You have suffered for long. People have looked down for you for so long. you have failed for so long. But then there's a declaration that strife will not be long. It will not be long. It will not last. It will not last. Condemnation will not last. Kwangariwa chini will not last. Why? This day is the battle. It is the noise of the battle. Today is the noise of the battle. Now is the noise of the battle. But the next day, when? When? The next day. The next day. The next day. The next day. It is the victor song. It is the victor song. Come on, brothers. Yes. It is the noise of the battle now. Enemy, let me tell you, it's not going to be long. This day is the strife. It is the noise. Oh, you are hearing those noises. But I want to assure you, tomorrow, and I want to remove this, today is the victory song. I want to encourage somebody. God is doing something new. And he is doing right now. The noises have been many. And I want you to believe with me. Kama ni jambo ambao shetani amekunyemelea na watu amekunyemelea and they have put you down. Please, for heaven's sake, can you believe with me? And come down on those aisles. Come down and tell God, I want a new thing. It's been a long time. I have been put down. I have even doubted myself. And the Lord wanted to do the okay. If you want something new, come here. Come here. Come, come, come. Come on the wall. We want the Lord to do something new for you.